Nothing. All was empty and void in the most extreme sense conveyed by these words. In fact, all that there was nothingness. Yet Scripture tells us that out of the deep blackness of utter absence, God created the heavens and the earth. With this very first demonstration of His might and power, the Lord God introduced His Word. Rooted in a descriptive Hebrew etymology describing incomprehensible strength and dreadful might, the word Elohim is as powerful a declaration of an awesome God as man's feeble tongue can utter. Elohim is a plural description of deity, and thus, according to Hebrew grammar, carries strengthened intensity. Scholars are incapable of explaining the full definition of Elohim, but can only conclude that, even strengthened to their fullest extreme, the finite titles of man's speech are incapable of adequately ascribing the infinite worth and character of God to His name. The name Elohim itself bears evidence of the majesty of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Yet it is only one of hundreds of perspectives on the character of God given by numerous names throughout Scripture. Awed by the power of the names which are ascribed to each person of the Trinity in the Bible,